I want to start off with the entirety of the halachic literature on Tu B'Shvat. That's Kuf Lamed Aleph. Sivov. Nogush lo lipol apneyam. We don't say tacht, not on Tu B'Av, lo b'Tu B'Shvat. That's it. That's the entire Tu B'Shvat story, from the beginning until the end.
Short shir.
Right, and it's also in Tovkuf Ayin Gimel, there he talks about the tainus of a chosm. And he says that the principal shita, not though there's one shita that says any day that you don't say tacht and the chosm doesn't fast, but the principal shita lahalocha is that he does fast except the days which are prohibited only mitzad minig. So at least he fasts, between Yom Kippur and Sukkot he fasts, etc. And Shleishi Simei Agbola he fasts. But it says on Tu B'Av and on Tu B'Shvat he doesn't fast, because those are mentioned in the Gemara. So that's it. I think we've done the entire literature of Tu B'Shvat. After this is a statement of the Mogen Avraham. That statement of the Mogen Avraham is the following. That Tu B'Shvat, Shu Rosh Hashanah Lilonois, that in Mogen Avraham says, "V'noyegin Ashkenazim." This is Ashkenazi minig lahar bois boyos b'mine peirush alilonos. That they ate peirush that came from trees. And it's interesting. They quote the Kaf HaChaim, "V'chein b'kihila sforat kosam akasav chaim sheyesh shenoyegin kain." There are some Svarim that do this. Principally, it's Ashkenazi minik. That's the beginning and end of all the literature. Now, you'll see that all the things that we do today are just wherever they come from. I think in a certain regard, they maybe follow the spirit, but they're not rooted in the minik in and of itself. Right? There's no mention of Peres Eretz Yisrael there. There's no mention of Shechiyon there. All of these are latter-day additions. Now, let's first examine what is Tu B'Shvat. So the secularists would have to have the Jewish Abaday, which wasn't a bad thing in it, as far as it went. They inherited a land that had been desolate for almost 2,000 years, desperately in need of trees. So to dream up a Jewish Arbaday, that people should want to plant trees, you know, Matovim Anoim, they've done a pretty good job of it. I mean, the Rosh states, I believe, that planting a tree is a key mitzvah, Yishuv Haaretz. But Tu B'Shvat is not the Jewish Arbaday. Right. The Gemara we have at the beginning of Masechta Rosh Hashanah, this Arba Rosh Hashanah Mahim. And one of them is disputed. According to Beis Shammai, there's